I feel like the theme of gameplay today, and welcome back. This is Gameplay on TSN 1050. I'm your host, Matthew Cause. The theme of the first hour is wildly impressive and accomplished women who have done a ton at a very young age, shaming everyone on this side of the glass, going, huh, I'm this age. I haven't accomplished nearly as much as my guests have today. All right, I'm just going to keep moving on. Because joining us now from the LA Kings, it is Blake Bolden, who is the first black female scout in the NHL when she was hired by the Kings in 2020. She three Frozen Four appearances at Boston College back in the day, part of a lot of important and big international women's hockey teams for the United States, and has accomplished so much and is doing so much. It is Blake Bolden. Blake, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Hello. I definitely do not want to shame anyone.
No, you should. You should. Listen, you absolutely should. Your resume, your bio, your journey is damn impressive.
I appreciate that.
And I'd love to go through a lot of the journey, but I want to start here because I think this is an important conversation to kind of educate people like me. I'm a 47-year-old white dude. And so sometimes when I hear the line, it was difficult for me growing up because I didn't have anyone that looked like me. As someone that never had to ever go through that, it doesn't resonate. I'm like, oh, what's the big deal? And then, you know, you kind of read up about it, talk to other people, and you realize it is a big deal. And I'm curious for you, as a young girl growing up loving hockey, getting into hockey, but not seeing a lot of people that looked like you, how difficult was that in terms of your own development and your own comfort in this sport?
That's just a lesson, a life lesson that you develop, I think, as you get older. I think there's a level of caring a lot what people think about you, a level of wanting to fit in when you're younger, you know, just certain things like that. When you get older, you're like, oh, okay, that stuff doesn't matter. But as a kid, I think, you know, I wanted to straighten my hair so it wouldn't be like a fro. I wanted to not stand out. And then the way that I did, eventually I was just like, you know what, I can't change myself, so I gotta start liking who I am, liking my differences, because it makes me who I am and I stand out, and clearly I'm getting accolades just by being who I am. And I really value that life lesson that I've learned.
Right, but yeah, but it's a good point you said, though. As a child, you're going to view it differently than you are in your 20s or 30s or my age. So then for you now, how important is it, and we'll talk about the relationship and you meeting with Willie O'Ree was, but how important is it, do you think, for you, in terms of other young girls seeing what you've accomplished, just to help motivate them, to inspire them?
Well, for me, it's something that I value, and it's one of the things that gives me the most energy and fuel to get up in the morning. It's that purpose word that you wake up and you realize that people look to you for inspiration at times. People look to you for mentorship. People look to you just to be a role model. And as you mentioned, Willie O'Ree was a role model for me. And I think just being told that you are that for somebody makes you act different. It makes you talk different. It makes you walk different. You just want to be better so that you can light a path for, you know, the people coming up behind you.
Yeah, it's always about helping the next wave, the next generation. So how much of an influence was Willie on you? Someone who, you know, probably should have been in the Hall of Fame sooner, but how much of an influence was Willie just on you and your career?
Oh, Willie is, I feel like he's like an Uncle Willie to me. I followed him to Boston, and then I followed him to San Diego, where I reside now, where he is and his wife, Daljeet, and we'll stay connected. We'll do events, especially during Black History Month, and he is honestly such a joy to be around. He's funny. He's light. He can drink us all under the table. He has great life lessons. And, you know, one thing I love about him is that he never claims to be a victim. He always pushes hard. I mean, he was blind in one eye. Like, he just loved the game. So honestly, whenever he speaks, you listen. And it's just been, it's been really cool to get to know him on the ice and obviously off the ice.
I have like 7 questions I'd like to ask about drinking with Willie O'Ree, but I only have a certain amount of time with you, Blake, and there's so much I want to get into. I'd love to actually just go back when you were young. What was it about hockey? How did you first get into it? Was there a moment when you realized, damn, I love this sport and this is something I want to pursue?
Oh man, there's definitely a moment where I said, damn, I love this sport. I was a young girl. My mom had a few different jobs. One of them was doing the paper route, and a police officer basically had a crush on my mom. They started a relationship, and that police officer's favorite sport was ice hockey. Also was a security guard for the Cleveland Lumberjacks. And so from that relationship, I got to go to these games firsthand, have a little media lanyard running down the hallways in the tunnel of the Gund Arena, giving nucks to Jock Collender, going in the locker room in the 90s. Like, Buzz came to my birthday party when I turned 10 years old. And when I was six, I turned to my dad, you know, he's my dad now. And I was like, Les, like, how do I play this game? And he was not a hockey athlete, he was just a fan. So my whole family kind of learned the game as I progressed in the sport.
That is a great origin story. So then we go from there to Boston College, and you had success obviously at that level, making three Frozen Four appearances. Then on the other side, how difficult was it just when you were not part of the Olympic team that went to Sochi?
It was so difficult. I was so ticked off. I have to be honest.
Yeah.
I had an incredible tenure at BC. I was all defenseman, rookie in scoring, all American, first team, all star, blah, blah, blah. The list went on. And I figured since graduating in 2013, 2014, Sochi was my centralization time to shine. And when I got the call and told I wasn't going to be a part of the program, let alone even just the team anymore, my heart was broken. I went back to Cleveland, Ohio, where I'm from, and just sulked for months until I got a phone call and was told by Digit Murphy, who's currently the general manager of the Metropolitan Riveters, like, you need to get your butt back to Boston. I'm going to draft you first overall in the CWHL. And that's kind of how I started picking up the pieces of a failure and a dream of mine that I had.
I mean, first off, good for you for being able to pick it back up again. And, you know, just that moment where you're not selected, it's a very natural reaction just to be that upset and sort of retreat for a moment. But then you became the first African-American player taking the first round of the Canadian Women Hockey League draft. You played there. And then let's flash forward a little bit to what was it like? Take me back to that moment when you were hired by the Los Angeles Kings.
Oh man, I love telling this story. Luke Robitaille found me in the tunnel of the then Staples Center. I was with an organization called Black Girl Hockey Club, and I was a quote-unquote special guest. And Luke, the president of the LA Kings, I was starstruck when I first met him. And a friend of mine, Kwame Mason, nudged me to walk up to introduce myself. I introduced myself, I talk about hockey, what I'm doing now, playing professionally, how it's really hard for women in sport, you know, having dual jobs and practicing and traveling and doing all the things. And he was like, hey, so what do you think about being a scout? Have you ever thought of it? And I said, no. And he just kind of blurbed off his email. I had to memorize it, went home, sent him my resume, you know, a thank you, nice to meet you. And then a month later, I was up in interviews with Nelson Emerson and meeting the whole hockey ops crew and just going through that whole scenery of like, I can't believe I'm here. What is going on?
And what is your role now with the team? Like, because people see scouts and know the difference between the pro scouts, the amateur scouts. What is the day in the life for you now with the LA Kings?
Well, I currently scout in the American League. I have 10 teams in the Pacific Division that I scout. So I am on the road constantly. And then I also have a gig with the Kings as a growth and inclusion specialist trying to diversify the game in Los Angeles. So if I'm not on the ice scouting, I'm probably playing hockey with some young kids in LA County or doing a ball hockey clinic with YMCA or Learn to Skate or all the other organizations and clubs that we work with the Kings. So I pretty much have the best job that I could have possibly dreamed of and fabricated around hockey. So it's pretty cool.
And I imagine a lot of air miles and the odd shady hotel. And then that laugh says I'm right, or at least I'm close.
No, I was told at a very early time when I started scouting, get the Marriott Bonvoy points wherever you go, you know, get the Enterprise. I'm racking up all the points, so I have no complaints.
Okay, so you have it better than most, because I hear, especially a lot of scouts, it's a lot of those motels where you get woken up because someone's driven their car and the headlights are coming right into your bedroom. And
I think I'm really fortunate being on the West Coast. I have places like Tucson, Colorado, LA, obviously, Palm Springs most recently. So, you know, I'm not in the Midwest. I'm not just in the middle of nowhere.
Smart.
So I'm just going to, you know, I'm telling everybody this, but I want to keep this region because it's been very and exciting for me.
Yeah, don't scout what's going on in Buffalo would be my message. And then just a little while ago, I think you were doing a special youth hockey camp in Mexico City. What's really cool, Blake, and I really appreciate having you on the show today, is not only are you pursuing your own hockey dream and blazing your own path, but just with all these youth hockey things you're doing all across, you know, the Southwest United States and in Mexico, it seems part of your job is that the next generation of hockey fans is going to look a lot different than the last generation.
100%. I being in Mexico City was so fun. We were led by Derek Armstrong, a former LA Kings alum, and he does TV with us for Bally Sports West, and we had our HD crew come down there, and honestly, they were so grateful. We had USA Hockey come down and give the coaches some coaching clinics and some tips and creating practice plans, and it was just kind of planting seeds so they can progress in the sport just like if they were in the U.S. and had all the resources, right? And I was privileged enough to go down there. We ate like kings and queens. We had such a blast, and all of the parents were just lining up with their kids for photographs and autographs, and it was really fun. These are the types of things that I really enjoy doing. Previous to that, we were in Mammoth, California. We go to Colorado. We're just stamping the LA Kings logo everywhere, hopefully all over the world, but especially for Black and brown youth, and I think that's just one of the greatest gifts in my job.
I love it. You can follow her on Twitter at SportBlake. Also, I see on the on your Twitter account, wearebecomingbold.com. You can go there for a lot of different gear. And as we end this, I'm going to go single malt scotch. Would that be Willie's drink? If I'm picking a drink for Willie, would it have been some sort of scotch or whiskey?
Oh, probably a scotch. He's classy, but he can take down the beers. He has no shame.
Hey, listen, I'm the same way. I'm about good wine and Coors Light, so I have a little bit of range as well. Blake, really appreciate. I loved having you on. Just loved hearing your story, and for the listeners as well. All the best, and just continued success in your journey.
Thank you very much. Had fun.
Take care. That is Blake Bolden, a scout with the LA Kings, and a really cool story.